Jason and Zoe in the milk bar. It's Jason and Zoe in the milk bar. It's Jason and Zoe from the milk bar.
Welcome along. This is The Milk Bar. It is episode 13. Hello, Zoe.
I'm lucky for some, Jason.
It is. Is it lucky for you, though?
I don't really believe in all that, to be fair.
Do you not?
No.
Is it, you're not one of those people, is it trixodecaphobia, something like that?
No, no. If there's a ladder, I'll walk under it.
That's nothing to do with the fear of the number 13.
Oh, sorry, no.
Unless it's a 13th ladder in a row.
Superstitions in general.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're not superstitious.
Not really.
Well, you wouldn't be, would you?
Why?
Well, you got to be pretty. You'd walk across the path of black cats and all sorts, aren't you? In your occupation. But there we go. So, how have you been for the last week or so?
Very good.
Yeah.
You saw my new car.
I've seen a new car.
Time?
Yeah, no, because I didn't see it last week.
No,
because we cheated and pre-recorded two shows, didn't we? I was away on holiday.
I know.
I'm not. But you, like you don't mention it on Facebook. You don't tell people on your podcast you're away. You see,
I never
just
did,
being sensible.
Did I? You did, didn't you?
You told everyone
you're
away.
Pictures.
I put pictures of being away on Facebook, but actually no one knows what's going on there, do they? I only know nice people.
Oh, you've just let the cat out of the bag now, haven't you?
Yeah,
unless you did it from wherever, Cornwall was it you went to?
In Cornwall, yeah.
Unless
in fact,
you did it from there.
One of my guests was in Cornwall, and I uploaded it in Cornwall.
Yes, you did.
But there we go. So that's all good. It's good to be back here with you in the milk bar as we sat down enjoying today's frivolities. And we have on the phone a gentleman talking air guitar in a moment or two.
Something which I like to play.
That's about the only instrument you can play.
Yes.
We've got your guest.
Secret guest.
Yes, on the phone. And we've got in the studio with us someone with a real guitar. Actually, two of them. Jay Flowers. Hello, sir.
Hiya.
How you doing?
I'm very well, thanks, yeah. Yes,
we'll have a natter with you, because you've got an event coming up taking place at the latter part of September, haven't
That's
you?
Right, yeah, the end of the month.
It's called The Harp.
There's a tambourine as well. Our last guest actually brought a girl in to do his tambourine.
I'm going to do it all at once.
He's multi-talented, but there you go. So Jake will be with us in a bit. But first of all, we do find out all about air guitar, and a man who's going to tell us all about it is Dougie. Hello, sir.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
That's good. Glad to hear it. Right, now, an event takes place at Wolverhampton Racecourse on the 3rd of October. Not only is there racing on that Saturday night, with I think the first race off something like about 5:40, but the racecourse are very proud to invite along the Royal Air Force Association, and you're trying to make money for your wings appeal, aren't you?
Yes, we are, sir. We're trying to make money for the Royal Air Force Association wings appeal. It's a week which is spread out during September to promote the service and profile of the welfare the Royal Air Force Association gives to servicemen serving and non-serving personnel.
So whether it's someone who has been involved or someone who is involved and needs an extra helping hand, you're there for them, basically.
That's what we do. We're supporting, you know, we support families and children and service personnel who are serving in ongoing conflicts like Afghanistan and Iraq at the moment. And we also support people from, you know, World War One, World War Two.
So how did this event come about? Because
we've been trying to get a profile up in such a huge amount of interest in what we could do, and we had a brainstorming session, and as a team of people we came out, let's go for air guitar.
It's a very peculiar one, and obviously
you can see where they've got it from, though. Wings and air and all that sort of thing,
was that the thinking?
That was the link. Correct, it was. That was the link that came about.
Say
it for
Jason.
Wings, air guitar, practice your riffs, and that's how we started.
It's not just that you prefer the band Wings to have only had air guitars.
No.
No, it's not a slight of Mr. McCartney's backing group. That's the important part.
No, it isn't.
I bet there's like a musician in amongst you, though, that's like wants to play guitar properly, and they're thinking, oh, yeah, we'll do air guitar.
Yeah. Well, part of the rules and regulations from Guinness is that you have to have somebody to attempt the world record who has been a world record holder.
So does it have to be in anything or just in air guitar?
It has to be a champion in air guitar.
Right, to make it a valid attempt.
To make it a valid attempt.
So you're actually going for the world record in air guitar in Wolverhampton at Wolverhampton Racecourse?
We are certainly, sir. We're expecting we want to smash the world record. The world record at this moment in time is 1,261 people.
Right.
And it was set at Best Rock Challenge in Sheffield earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to beat that. We want to smash it out of the water. We want 4,000 budding air guitarist people.
That's going to be easy.
In our city. Now, I know there's normally well over a couple of thousand people at a normal race night down there at the race course. So you've you're drafting extra people in for this. How does it work then?
Well, the way it's working, people will, on the way into the race on that night, they will have to sign a sheet to say they will be taking part in the world record attempt.
Yeah.
In conjunction with the Guinness Book of Records. Then they will go through to the main stadium, watch all the races. As soon as the main races are finished, we will be going on the track. We will be getting all the photographers out and all the press and all that out. We will be doing a rehearsal for 1.5 minutes.
Right.
We have to do a practice. It's in the rules and regulations.
Yeah.
We have two people on stopwatches to make sure we do officiate the times and rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm.
When everybody's happy, we will do 1.5 minutes of rock guitar, air guitar, to beat the world record.
Now, do you have a specific piece of music you're doing this to?
Well, we're waiting. Colin, who's the UK champion for 3 years on the trot, he's coming up especially for the event to adjudicate it and take part. He's bringing a special kind of music up for us. Mm-hmm. But we have put it open. If people want to say what kind of music that we should play, we are interested to hear their thoughts.
Okay, that all sounds good.
Should we have suggestions sent to us via email, Jason?
Well, we'll do. I'm sure Dougie will be taking suggestions directly.
Yes.
I'd have thought. So we'll give the contact details out in a minute or two's time. But it does sound really intriguing. I mean, the press are involved, and there's even interest from Blue Peter, I think, in some way, isn't there?
We've had interest from Blue Peter, we've had interest from the BBC, we've had interest from Channel 5, Sky, because it's such a unique event, and it's, you know, the Royal Air Force Association is such a good supporting charity, and it needs support with what's going on in the world at this moment in time. And we thought, let's link the two together. Colin from UK Air Guitar said, I would love to be involved, and it's all come in perfectly in a mixture. Brilliant.
It sounds very good, and obviously the team down at Wolverhampton Racecourse, proud to be involved too, and they've even given you tickets to sell for this, haven't they?
They have. They've given us quite a few tickets, and if they contact, I'll give you the website out, if that's okay.
Sure.
It's www.rafa.org.uk. If they go on there and find the race course, which is easy to find, they've got all the details on there, and we can supply tickets for a donation as well to take part.
Excellent.
As I say, I was wondering, you know, because you people are doing like the air guitar and the record break and all that sort of thing, which is very good for highlighting the cause, but I was wondering where the money part of it came into, because that's what you want as well, isn't it?
Well, donations. What we're going to do, we're going to ask for a donation of £5 per ticket to attend that sort of the full race night and to be a world record holder or a world record breaker. But also we're going to have people to be, you know, we've a few buckets and shaky tins asking for donations on the night as well.
Do you know, if you take part, I presume you get your name in the record books, don't you?
Well, if you take part in involving it, we will issue you with a certificate and a badge on the night to say, I broke a world record, I am a Guinness World Breaker.
Ah, does it actually go into the book, though? That'd be really good, don't you think?
Well, the better the images we can take on the night to verify the world record, they've got more chance of going in the book. So if we had people turn up with long rock hair and rock T-shirts, I know the image would be superb in Wolverhampton.
Excellent. So we've got to look the part as well.
We're a very rocky city, though, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. And we know our music, so yes. I think the air guitar would be quite a treat from there. So it's all down to time. It has to be a minute and a half, and you have to have someone involved who's been there and done that before. So it's going to be a great night. So give us the web address again and spell it, because it is quite simple, but when you say it, because you're so used to saying it, it sounds a bit peculiar.
I certainly do that, and the website is www.rafa, that's R-A-F-A, rafa.org.uk.
And it should be a great time to be had by all, not only enjoying the racing, because you don't have to have a bet if you don't want to, but you can. It just makes it a bit more fun.
No, actually, I've been to the dog racing, which I know is fairly similar, and I had a really, really good time. Mm-hmm. Didn't make a lot, but I didn't lose much either, because I did win on a couple of ones. So.
That's okay. So it is possible to win. But you're more likely to lose.
Yeah.
But anyway, the bookers will be happy at the end of the night, and it should be really good with that event. It's going to look absolutely phenomenal in the grandstand there, isn't it?
It's going to be superb, and the comments we've been saying, your country needs you and Wolverhampton on the night, so come along.
Excellent. So give us one more time on the web address.
It's www.rafa, that's R-A-F-A, .org.uk.
Dougie, thank you for joining us. Good luck with the event. I will be seeing you on the night.
You're going to be doing the air guitar, Jason.
I think I'll be pressing play on the music in the background,
no,
to be honest.
No, you can still do it behind the player.
I think I have to be... No, because we have to explain the layout. I'm in a little cupboard, well out the way.
You can have somebody take a picture of you doing your air guitar, or take a video on a phone. Spoil sport.
No, I just can't play the air guitar. Out of tune every time. But it should be a really great night, and I look forward to seeing you down there then, Dougie. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Cheers,
thank
mate.
You.
Catch
bye-bye.
Up with you soon.
Bye-bye.
There we go. Do you reckon you can get to come and join us for that one?
Do you know, I have visions of, you know, like Ascot. They're all like with posh frocks and posh hats. So yeah. I've just got visions of them all over the race course doing air guitar. That would be quite good.
Throwing themselves around to the music for a whole minute and a half.
Yeah.
That should be good. I'm quite looking forward to it. I genuinely am. And we'll have to get you down there. You can be a celebrity air guitarist.
Well, I have got the hair. You're supposed to have long hair, aren't you? You might have a bit of a struggle with that.
I can wear a wig. As long as I staple it on, we'll be sorted. But there you go. Right. Moving on. We normally have a bit of a musical break now, which means once again we need to bring in our musical artiste for today's podcast, and that is Jake Flowers. Hello, sir.
Hiya.
How are you doing?
Very well, thanks. Yeah, good to see you again.
We've met up a few times in the past. I think yeah. I've made you do radio programmes, and I've made you stand in the middle of a football pitch and
that's
sing,
right.
haven't I?
Yeah.
You forced him, Jason.
Yeah.
Didn't want to do it at all.
Well, it doesn't take much, does it? You're quite happy to go out there.
I'm quite happy to play anywhere, really.
Well, how is your musical career going just at the moment? Because it's on the up, I trust.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Just mentioning racecourses, I did a festival early in the summer, which was on a racecourse, which was great. Just been at Summer Sunday at Leicester, what was that, De Montfort Hall and Gardens.
Oh, yeah.
That was a really good one. More music in Yorkshire the week before that. I saw you around the time of the single, put that out earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, we're just organising this one day. We're calling it a feel-good family gathering because there's a lot of competition in the festival marketplace.
The reason, a lot of them really aren't geared towards families.
That's the one thing it's got in common with Witchwood, is that it's called The Hop, and it really is a family event. We've got activities for kids, and they're going to be slightly more exciting and challenging ones than you'd usually find at a festival. They're supervised by the old Vicarage Adventure Centre, and it's we're going to have a big climbing wall down there, and possibly we're trying to get a laser tag arena so kids can go in, like kit it up and for 10 lives and like shoot each other with lasers, obviously.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it should be good.
Zoe's going to line herself up for that one. She likes that sort of thing, don't
you?
Yeah,
well,
that's the thing.
It was quite scary though.
I think
it's dark.
Oh, it's brilliant. Yeah, I think it's such fun though. And the problem really is going to be keeping the adults out, I think, more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, that's the children catered for. We've got really good local food. We've got things like pheasant curry and smoked salmon.
I've never tried that pheasant
cheese.
Curry.
It's really good. From the Fighting Cocks. It's like where I host the Monday night thing, which leads us on to the acts, because the day's going to kick off with a few local acts, and those local acts are kind of I've picked from some of the people who've come down and played my music night at the Cocks on a Monday night, and then we move into other acts, national, internationally even. We've got Hafdís Hold coming from Iceland, who's number one in Iceland, or has been number one in Iceland.
I mean, Hafdís Hold, that is an interesting way of spelling anything. It's Hafdís Hold. It's very, very...
Which is pretty Scandinavian, isn't it?
Yeah, very Scandinavian.
Well, yeah, that's because she's...
Scandinavian.
That'll be why, yeah. Mm-hmm. But she's been described as a cross between Bjork and Kerris Matthews by The Guardian, and she's really looking forward to having down there. We've got Max from the Kooks, his new band, The Third Man. And then it's all been done in, and we've got Danny and the Champs headlining it, and I'm playing as well. And we've got, it's just going to be a really good musical day.
I notice you're not headlining though.
No, well, part of that is because of our, me and Hobson's Brewery have teamed up with the Old Vic Adventure Centre to put this on. And the beer is so good that I kind of want to have a chance to have a drink once I've played. And I am I'm going to be kind of hosting it and comparing the day as well. So
you're going to have your work cut out by the sound.
It's going to be a busy day, but it's been busy. It's been fairly hectic already. So, but now it looks like it's all coming together really nicely, and tickets are starting to sell and all that sort of thing. So it's all pretty positive. And just to give myself a chance to go and have a bit of laser tag. No, to have a pint or few after I've played is the idea.
Yeah,
enjoy the last couple of acts.
If you're organising it, you deserve to enjoy part of it as well.
That's it.
So it takes place at the Old Vicarage Adventure Centre in Stotterston,
which is South Shropshire. It finishes at 10 o'clock as well, so pretty much anyone in the West Midlands will probably be able to get home in time to get a good night's sleep and still make it to work on Monday morning.
Sounds sensible. Right, we'll talk more about that in a bit, because there's still some more stuff to cover, like tickets and the like.
All that sort of thing, yeah.
But we want to hear some music from you.
Okay.
Now, what are you going to do first for us?
Well, I think I've kind of set up a little one-man band set up to do the first track.
Yeah, we mentioned that. In fact, we've got a tambourine. What's that thing down there? Because I've got to switch things on now.
Well, this is a stomp box. It's like an acoustic So just a wooden box, really, but it's got a pickup in it.
Okay, so, it hit that for us.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, it's a little thumping noise thing, yeah.
That's it. Well, usually I'd use a kick drum, but obviously I didn't. It's a bit excessive to bring that into the milk bath.
It gets in the way of the milkshake machine in the corner.
Oh,
and
sorry.
Zoe, will you stop turning your head that way?
That's your equipment.
No, it's your head leaking again, isn't it? Stop doing it. She's very naughty, is that, Zoe? So she wants to join in with a whistling noise whilst you kick your stomp box. We've got tambourine down there as well.
Tambourine as well.
Which is the other foot.
I really don't know how he does that. Do you know, if I attempted that, I'd just be... all over.
You can't actually walk and talk at the same time, can you?
Coordinated.
Yeah.
Does it take a while to be able to learn how to do that?
A little, but then I live so rurally, it's easier to get my limbs to be the other band members than it is to find other band members.
joys of South Shropshire.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You'll all see it for yourself on the 27th.
I'm just going to be fairly crowded down there on that day. You wonder what to do with all these people around.
Well, that's it. I'm going to, I'll be on stage. It's just, I'll have my own. Lonely.
You've got your own space.
Sphere.
That's important. Right, let's take a tune. Right. So what have you got for this first one? We've got the gear.
Yeah.
We've got you. We've got a guitar.
That's it. I'm going to do a one-man band performance of a song of mine called Annabelle.
Okay, let's see how this one sounds. It is Mr. Jake Blouse performing live in the Milk Bar.
Cheers. Said her name was Annabelle, from the land of the infidel, come to send my Catholic soul to hell. Oh yeah, we ain't got along quite well. My concubine, oh Lord, a debt to pay was mine, with the lipstick shivers down my spine. Oh yeah, we got along just fine. She'd chosen well, as she cast damnation's spell, bid me a fond farewell, but I'll be waiting for her in hell.
Absolutely brilliant, Jack. Yeah, that was great. And is that the sort of feel of the sort of music for the whole event? Have you chosen people to fit in with your style?
It's quite a mixture, actually. We've got Half Decent is quite a if that's even how you say it, I'm not entirely sure.
You'll find out when she turns up on the day.
I will, yeah. she's really quite poppy. We've got a kind of local Shropshire band called Fight the Bear, who are kind of ska indie. Danny and the Champs, they're brilliant reviews for their album last year, and they're more like a kind of country soul type band. Third Man, which is Max from the Kooks, his new band, that's they're more of a kind of indie pop rock thing, in a similar vein to the Kooks, but a bit perhaps a bit more, and I've kind of called them in I don't know, a bit more sort of freewheeling.
Check them out online. I think that's the answer to that one, yeah, so you know what you're letting yourself in for. But it sounds like it should actually have been absolutely
amazing
day. Something
for everyone, yeah.
It will be. It should be a really good day.
What we're looking forward to, and we'll give you a bit of a plug for the ticket prices and stuff now, because it's priced at £15 adults, kids £7, or a family ticket for £37.
Free for under fives.
Under fives are free, and children are classed as anything under 18, so...
Oh, that's not so bad
good.
Either, is it? That's
no.
Good.
It's
not like those
good
holiday firms that say children are, like, under 12 or something.
No,
you've been caught out with that one, haven't you?
I have, yes.
Yeah.
I feel like going
you're
up to them
about
and
that,
say,
aren't
okay,
you?
Here's my child, take him on holiday, I'll have 2 weeks at home.
That sounds like a plan.
Would they let him go on his own? No.
No, probably not. Anyway, back to the plot. Tickets are available from ticketweb.co.uk, or you can give them a call, 08444 771 000. And it's only by advanced entry, isn't it, the tickets as well?
That's it, yeah. You've got to try and get a ticket before the day, really.
And what time does it all actually start?
Kicks off, the gates open at 11, music starts at 12, and all over by, well, music finishes at 10.
So it's one hell of a full
day. It's a
nice
long day. Yeah.
And the bar till 11.
I'm not entirely sure what time then.
Who
the
you won't care by
is.
Then, will
no,
you?
That's
really?
It.
So, well, that's, you know,
that's
it. It should be good. Right, we're going to hear some more music from you in a bit.
Yep, no problem.
That's more to look forward to. And we'll talk a bit more about your recording stuff as well, because we want to give people the opportunity to be able to download you.
Okay.
Which,
yep,
of course, they
yep
can do,
as
can't
it
they?
Were.
Yes.
Mm.
That's right.
There we go. Right, this is your point.
Is this my bit? I've got it in my book.
You've got to do your guess now.
Yes, you're going to guess who he is, aren't you?
We're going to have a go. This should,
might be a bit tricky.
Okay, this should prove as interesting as ever as Zoe dials the number. It's not Jimmy Franks again. That's the important part, because we never get Jimmy Franks. Well, thank you to whoever it was who left the comment on the website saying we were rubbish last week and then came back that it was rubbish that we couldn't get Jimmy Franks. Because he is a legend. And he is. He's already said to you, I think, that he will come into the Milk Bar. He's probably on the grounds. He gets a cup of coffee as well, or
I'll try and arrange
some of the beverage. You can try it. Zoe, who isn't on microphone, is going to try and arrange it for a few weeks' time. Okay, are we ringing? It's a yes. Yeah, you're ringing. So you're going to answer it? Okay, here goes. Are you ready? It's
hello.
Now.
Hello.
Hello. Can I put this down?
You can
now,
put
Jason?
The phone thing down now, Zoe. You're live through to the Milk Bar. And I've got to guess who you are. So, Zoe, do your hellos and be polite first.
Hello. I won't say who... Well, you know, when you're speaking to somebody on the phone, the first thing you say is their name, isn't it? But I'm trying to zip my mouth and not say anything.
Hello, mystery guest.
Hello there.
Right, now, I've got to try and guess who you are, which is the difficult bit. I'm Jason, by the way.
Because he's normally quite rubbish.
I'm terrible. I'd never get people by their telephone voice.
No.
So, you're male.
I think so. Last time I checked, I was. So...
And you're not from Wolverhampton, I'm guessing, so it's not Zoe's friend from round the corner.
No.
Can I ask which part of the world you're from? Because it sounds like slightly, maybe, northwest.
Yorkshire area.
Oh, that was... North. I'm sorry, that's an insult already, isn't it? That's a bad move. Right, Yorkshire. Which area do you work in? Are you a television man?
I'm not, no.
Musician?
Yes.
Okay, we've got a musician.
Hmm.
Right.
I like my musicians.
You do? You do, because they're the only people who talk to you normally, aren't they? Right, okay. Are you an indie rock style musician?
No.
Oh, definitely not.
See, I'm not doing well at this. Okay, yeah, singles and stuff and music that's been released. So, could you give me a really big clue and name something that's been in the charts or something? Or something like... Go on, take pity on me, because I'm not doing very well at this today.
The best clue I could probably give is if I just turned around and said Nasty Funk.
And he's not swearing at you, Jason.
No, F-U-N-K. Right, no, so he's giving me that look. I'm going to fail again, aren't
you?
I?
Are, you will, you won't be able to care.
Please, sir, introduce yourself.
It's Robbie Glover.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm fine. I'm a little disappointed, actually, that you didn't guess me.
I'm sorry.
No, he's awful. No, was it we had on the other week? Bass guitarist from Simple Minds.
Yeah,
never
I'm rubbish
him
at
either,
these. The only person I've guessed is Frank Sidebottom, and that's because he's Zoe's main
phone.
Celebrity friend and went, "Hello, I'm Sam Frank Sidebottom."
Yeah. And Jenny Wilkes as well. She said that as well.
Yeah, but Jenny Wilkes is in my phone book, so I was going to get Jenny, because she does ring me every once in a while. But there you go. So, Mr. Glover, how are you?
I'm not too bad, you?
I'm very well. So what's going on in your world of music at the moment?
Well, we're still pushing forward with that track. We should be, myself and Details, the guy from M&A that's also on the record.
Yeah.
We should be
shooting a video for that at some point soon.
Well, for those who've missed out, give us the full details of it.
What's that, sorry?
For those who've missed out so far, give us full details of your current work.
Ah, right, okay. Well, I've got quite a bit of a material out there. Some of my material features, I've got a track that I've done with Bradley from S Club 7, and then I've got a track, obviously, with Details, who's from M&A. A few years before that, I was the first ever act to have a People's Choice number one. Mm-hmm. Across, no record label management behind me in that time. I've just been pushing forward and stuff. I've had quite a few tracks played in clubs all over the UK, and they're on all jukeboxes in pubs and bars and stuff like that right now, so...
What is it like when you actually walk into a bar and hear your music playing then? Because that must be a pretty awesome feeling, knowing someone's paid 50p to listen to it.
How many years back are you going, Jason?
It's a pound, isn't it?
Pound a song these days, is it?
I think you get three for a pound, so it's a bit of a bargain, isn't it?
It's not bad going.
It's quite nice and stuff, because, every time you write a track and you write a record, whether it's in your room, in the studio, or whatever, you never know how far it's going to go. You never know how far out of that studio it's going to go and stuff, but when you find out you're hearing it in clubs or if I go in a bar and I hear it in a bar or whatever, then it's nice, you know what I mean, because obviously you wrote that track as well, so yeah.
And you're not only thinking of the royalties either, are you?
No.
In music, it's getting to the point where you're getting royalties in, that's the important bit, and obviously you're doing that. And really, what is the driver for you these days? Because you want to be creative, and you can't help yourself for it. So Ian, what really makes you want to write?
You're right. There's a lot of it's down to politics and things in regards to red tape and that. You know, and when you're doing music and getting it out there, it's a lot of things that hold it back. But I think it purely is the fact that when it's in your heart to do it. It's like anything that's in, you know, even when you go through downtimes, because it's in your heart, you always end up going back and doing it again, because it's just something you've got to do. Like a healthy drug.
Well, which is the proudest piece of your work for you then? When you're old and you're looking back, which is the bit that you're going to think
that? Showing your children what you've done.
Yeah, what's going to stand out for you?
I think probably Nasty Funk, because of, I used to adore M&A when they were out back in day anyway, and I'm just actually proud of that record. We've had so many good vibes about that song, and it's everywhere. There's people, you know, DJs are constantly scrambling over wanting to get hold of track, and we've got some great remixes on it as well. I mean, there's other tracks that I've done before that have done things for me, like when I had the hit Abroad, that obviously, but in regards to the actual record and music itself, then I think it's definitely Nasty Funk, yeah.
And how does it work for you these days then, with the whole internet thing as well? I mean, you're really using that tool to the max.
Oh, he's got stuff all over the place. Yeah. Bebo, Twitter, Facebook.
You Google me, you'll find it all. do you know what? The internet, it's a really good place, because it brings a big world smaller, you know, and it's easy for you to network. Like even if you're... Like, I've got guys that do my remixes and things like that for me. And it's not a case of me having to go to studio or post studio files down on a disc or whatever. You can do it all through internet, through email, and send them across, and it makes everything a quicker process, plus it's easier to reach out to people.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously when you go online, you know, if you go on my website or anybody's website, you see the visual, the audio, the video and everything, it's all there in like a click of a button, you know. So I mean, a lot of things have come round to me through people contacting me through the internet and things like that. Working with Details came through internet, working with Bradley came through internet. So, you know, it's a really good tool, as long as you use it right.
You shouldn't say that to Zoe, she's going to be trying to hook up with Bradley now to try and do
something. No, he's told me stories about his weekend with Bradley. It was a bit of a wild time, apparently.
Can we not say any more than that then? Okay, right.
No, you had a good weekend that weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, I think 3 or 4 days. We were put up in this really big house.
I don't think you slept very much either, did you?
No.
He's a bit of a wild man, is Bradley.
Good rock and roll lifestyle.
Well, he survived it better than I did. You know, he's probably a lot more used to it than I am. But, yeah, he'd always go into the studio fresh-faced, and he'd be out night before down in tequila. You know, you know, it's all part of growing up, so to say.
No, it must have been a hard life in S Club 7 then, by the sounds of things, but there we go.
Can we mention the film? Shall I whisper it?
What's that, sorry?
Can I mention the film?
We're not really sure what's going on with that.
Oh, right, okay. But no, gloss over.
Okay,
that,
but there's something which we need to look out for later on. But
yes, there is something quite big that's in the pipeline, shall we say?
Yeah, we've actually got quite a few things in the pipeline as well. I mean, the Hot Girls track, and there could be some good news in regards to that being put on something as well and released. So I'll be able to keep updated in regards to all that as well.
Well, that's good. I mean, and as we said, we mentioned the internet already. I mean, people can track you there. They're just either searching for you or you're directly via your MySpace. I mean, how can people get hold of you that way?
Yeah, they can get me through MySpace. I've got robbyglover.com, and like I say, if you just put my name in Google, you'll find a lot, and I pretty much get to check it all pretty much every day, every other day, whatever. So.
And there's lots of music on there.
Yeah, not enough. But yeah, there is.
And you do reply to everybody as well, don't you? I'm going to get you bombarded with so many messages now.
Yeah, I like it.
He does pride himself on replying to everybody.
It makes me feel popular.
Well, it's good to give something back as well, isn't it? Because it's so easy just to dismiss anything or just send it off to the spam inbox. But it's nice when people can actually be bothered.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of pride myself on that. You know, because there is, I mean, I'm not going to name anyone, obviously, but there's a lot of people out there that just cannot be bothered to do that. And I don't think it takes 2 minutes to just give a reply back to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, they're taking time out to give you some kind words, so why not appreciate it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, did you find that most of your stuff's studio-based? Are you able to actually get out there and do some stuff in real life?
A lot of it is studio-based and stuff like that, because, like, the music I've done, a lot of it currently gets played in the clubs and obviously in bars and things like that, and obviously we've put out some commercial releases and things, so a lot of it is studio based. But I mean, when it comes to gigs and stuff like that, you'll do it when time's right. Like, you know, if you've got a release scheduled, you'll be out there promoting it, doing radio road shows. And
do you get much DJing work as well based on that?
I get a lot of DJs asking me for music. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I was wondering if you've been asked to do a few DJ spots or something.
It's, you know, I mean, there's been DJs from places like China White's, things like that, you know, down London, really big places, and not over in UK, but I've heard it's gone over to Europe, and I even heard not long ago it got played in Vegas.
Brilliant. Vegas?
Yeah, Vegas.
Is that because Matt Goss is going to be there, isn't he? And I know you're one of his friends.
Yeah, he's there now, he's doing some massive shows over there.
Yeah, has he took your stuff over with him, has he?
He's got his album out 15th of this month. New
oh,
album.
Yeah, yeah. So we're hoping to line him up as well, Jason, for a future show.
Oh, you know, I've got a guess, and one week it will be Matt Goss, you're
might
hoping.
Be, yes. You can do it.
Robbie's, yeah, well, you're trying to get Robbie on side with this one as well, aren't you? Yeah. Robbie, can you have a word with Matt for us?
Yeah. Well, he gives you a bit of advice on your career and stuff like that as well, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a diamond. I mean, yeah. I've spent a lot of time with him. Pretty much when he comes over, I've seen him most of the time over here and stuff, and I've spent a long time with him down at Alam FM in Sheffield, and things, and obviously I was in his music video and stuff, and yeah, he's an absolute diamond. He's extremely talented.
So what have you got coming up next, like song wise? Are you working on something new?
My producer down London is should be putting some sort of stuff together soon, so then I should be hopefully doing stuff on that once I can get, you know, once I can get down there, and obviously schedules on his behalf as well. But yeah, there's all that coming up. Obviously we're still all in talks about this video. I know it's been a while, but it will happen at some point, you know.
Yeah.
We've got a video producer already for that now, and a big storyboard, and that details came up with a big, really impressive storyboard and that, so
that should be on the internet soon then,
hopefully, you know, when we get around. I mean, I suppose all when it's good and ready and stuff, but we should get around to doing it at some point. Yeah.
I suppose it's fitting it in as well, isn't it, because you say you're working fairly hard anyway.
Yeah, it is, but I mean, obviously that is, you know, once we get that coming around, that's going to be like a priority. We've already had quite a bit of interest from places like 4Music and things like that, so hopefully, once we've got the video done, music channels will give us a bit of support, you know.
That'd be good. How strange would that be, turning on the TV, though, and seeing your music video?
I'd turn it straight back on. yeah, I know. You never know what's going to happen from one day to the next, so I just cherish it, you know. So if all that comes ahead, then it's just going to be another thing that I can put, you know, that I can be proud of, do you know what I mean? So
everything's an experience, isn't it?
It is, and, you know, it is about being proud of the hard work you put in, and that's why I like it the way that I do it, you know, because I know that I do work hard at what I do. So when summer comes, when you get a bit of success and it tastes a bit sweeter, then if you get it handed on a plate, do you know what I mean? So
you don't have like a management group or anything like that, really? You do it all
yourself,
don't you?
I'm freelance, really, but yeah, for now.
Yeah, is that how you prefer it, or Would you prefer? So, is that how you prefer it, or do you prefer somebody to come along and sign you up and say, "Leave it all to me, and I'll get you wherever"?
I mean, at the moment, it's good how it is, because we've got control over everything we do. We haven't got anybody messing things up, and you know, everything that we do, what you see and hear is reflected. It's by us, you know. So it's quite good. And I mean, yeah, it's great to have a good label and management and things behind you. But since iTunes came in and stuff like that, being eligible for charts, it's a lot better. It's more supportive to artists now. You don't have to rely on big labels that sort of decide what the public want and don't want. The public are getting more of a say in what they want to hear in charts. It's like when Michael Jackson passed away recently, a lot of his music went back into charts just because people were downloading it on iTunes. Whereas before all that, it was a case of what releases were on shelf and they were eligible for charts. But now, it's like if an advert becomes really popular and a song on an advert, it can go to number one the next week. It's more, the public get more of a say, which I think is better. Absolutely.
Yeah, excellent. Well, it's nice to know that people are having their say and choosing your music as well, which is obviously the case with your good self. Yeah. And thank you for taking the time out to talk to us today.
No problem, anytime.
Wish you continued success, and
I shan't mention anything else about the film.
Don't talk about the film, Zoe. It's not happening yet, but it will. That's the important part. We do keep us posted. We'll want to know more about that one as it is as it comes together, because I'm sure it will do.
All right, I will definitely keep you updated. Thank you, as always.
Brilliant.
Thanks for going on. Thank
Robbie
you.
Glover, thank you very much, sir.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Okay. Thanks, then. Ta-ra for now. Robbie Glover, well done. Another top-quality guest. enjoy that. Nice guy as well.
He is very nice, actually.
Absolutely so.
Some of his music's really good, if you want to have a listen.
Okay, well, what's...
Go on his website.
Go on, give us the details on the website.
www.myspace.com/Robbie Glover. And there's loads of links on there for Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, everything. And some of my shows have been on there as well, in his
Featured.
Archives. Yes, let me just have a look.
Oh, she's going to see whether Zoe's on there. You're just being vain now, aren't you? She's clicking away.
Yeah, look, that's me. Live
radio.
Listen to that as well.
The one and only Zoe Turner.
No, there's a few on there, I think. They'll redirect you to other sites. And there's a thank you to me as well.
You're so proud.
That's no, he's a nice bloke.
No, he's a top bloke. He's a really cool guy. So hopefully he'll continue to see the success he's seen so far.
Yes, and I shall nag him about the film.
Okay, you talk to him about the film. Right.
He might shout later about
Jake,
that.
You doing a film?
Not at the present moment.
Would you like to? Because Zoe seems to be pushing these things at the moment.
Yeah.
It could be. Will the hop be being recorded?
It could be. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to.
You've got a couple of weeks. See what you can do. Get a few cameras on it.
Well, yeah. It would probably be some footage. I'm sure.
Well,
you could put that on the internet and everything, couldn't you?
No, sell it on DVD, Zoe. Come on. Don't give anything away.
That'd make more funds, though, wouldn't it? Yeah. If you get like a local, like camera firm that want to have a bit of advertising for their own services.
Yeah, and we want a fee for the idea now as well. Yes. Okay, can we sort that one out?
That'd work really well.
It would. Yeah, we're talking about the Hop, the Feel Good Family Gathering that's taking place on the 27th of September. That's a Sunday, 2009, for those of you who've donated this very, very late. But Jake is the man behind it and still with us.
Yeah.
But you've obviously got your music career.
Mm-hmm.
What was the single release called? I can't. It's escaping me at the moment. What was it?
It's called Small World.
Small World. That's it. Yeah. And it sounded to me like a mobile phone commercial. It should have been picked up and run with by that or one of the big networks.
That would have been nice.
It's just got a nice feel to it that sort of says "Buy me." so it's
kind of easy to say. Yeah.
It could still happen. Are you going to do that one for us today?
I wasn't planning on it. I can do if you want.
We'll get three songs out of you.
Okay.
That's the important part. Should we get another one now? Have another natter, and then. We want Small World to finish off with. That sound like
okay,
a plan?
Okay, yep, I better swap this guitar.
We're swapping guitars over.
I see.
Yeah, so what's the difference between the two? Because I do like to know these things.
Is this muted, by the way?
You're clear, you're clear.
One is... The one I'm about to change to is nylon strings, and it's in a different tuning.
Aha, so completely
different
key.
When people say they're changing their guitar, is that purely because they don't want to have to retune the other one because it takes that long, or is it different sounds?
Well, this one is a different sound as well as it's kind of
it's just tuned up
one.
To the right.
Some people would have a different guitar just
because they don't want to
just
it up
for
and...
retuning. But but
does the type of strings make that much difference then?
Yeah, quite a lot.
Does it? It's right, because my son started playing guitar a few years ago,
yeah,
and he used to moan that the strings weren't like he wanted them. Like the sound wasn't very good, and I used to think he was making it all up because he wanted a new guitar.
Well, it's hard to know really without hearing it. But basically, that's a steel strung guitar the one I was playing before, and we'll probably go back to if you want some more.
Yeah, this
one
is it's crisper feel, I suppose, isn't it? The steel.
Yeah, and this one's a lot more mellow. It's nylon strings, so it's.
And it's the same for electric guitar because this was electric. You said.
Electric's pretty much always steel strings, but you can get different
quality
gauges and
there
that
was
sort of thing.
A different sound to
them, I suppose the nylon would have been cap cut in the old days as well, wouldn't it? Before nylon came along.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Yeah, definitely. Mm. That sort of thing.
Recycling animals, you see. Wouldn't it, then? Now you have to turn your poly bags into a musical instrument. So what are you going to do for us now?
I'll do a song of mine called Footprints.
Okie dokie, take it away.
Okay. Golden leaf sunlight pouring on dew, I see footprints, Cinderella comb for your shoe. Born with the autumn tide, upstream is too, I'm being swept back, shallow sea, black and blue. Oh, I've been wishing all of my, I've been wishing all of my, I've been wishing all my wonder on you. It's ruby sunset, pay me my due, I'm tired of walking, this road is long, really true. Come the darkness, let me fall crude, and you'll see footprints fade in the morning sun and the dew. Oh, I've been wishing all of my, I've been wishing all of my, I've been wishing all my wonder.
Excellent, the talent that is Mr. Jake
very
Flowers.
Good.
Cheers.
Round of applause. Did you join in with a round of applause?
No, please? I did. I was clapping very quietly.
Louder. Thank you. You deserve that. You worked
hard
then.
It's such a quiet song. I thought I'd do like a gentle.
A loud bit in the middle. I had to watch my levels and everything at one point. You nearly caught me out, but there you go. Musically, where do you class yourself?
It's kind of between, I suppose, folk, pop, and.
There's been an expansion in folk pop with the rock indie feel to it. There's a lot of sort of music styles come together.
Yeah,
it takes you back probably. I mean, the this week we said the Beatles re-releasing their entire remastered back catalogue, and the sort of feel that you get in there, it's certainly Lennon McCartney-esque, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and a lot of people sort of say kind of 70s songwriter thing, which perhaps. I don't know. I think it must differ slightly. It's perhaps just slightly less. Realistic, a little bit more romantic than a lot of the songwriters around at the moment, who are great, a lot of them, and happy to talk about very everyday mundane things, which you know, obviously finding poetry in those is great, but it's not. It's kind of I prefer
often a bit more emotional or,
yeah,
and romantic sort of ideas.
So. Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me. I'm enjoying the sound of it. That's the important part. Mm. So, we're talking about your career. Where's it going to go from here then? When are we going to see you on, well, would be Top of the Pops if it still existed?
It's hard to say, really. I mean, it's kind of really... Hopefully, I'll just sort of, you know, progress and more people will know about what I'm doing.
Well, you've got a fairly big following, so I know that, I mean, the Hop's going to be a success because there's going to be people coming to see you, let alone the other act.
Yeah, well, it should be. It should be. There's no reason why it shouldn't. We're doing quite a lot of promotional stuff around it as well, mm-hmm. and that always helps. I've got quite a lot of new material, and I'll be recording some of it relatively soon. Mm-hmm. And then I've got quite a lot of shows coming up after the Hop as well through October.
Mm-hmm. Where are you playing?
Oh,
that's a tricky. Yeah. It's on the website. What's
I
the website?
Remember. The best one is probably MySpace, which is myspace.com/JakeFlowers. I'm kind of thinking where I am. I know I'm in Huddersfield, I'm in Leeds, I'm in Birmingham, I'll be in Manchester, I'll be in London, I'll be all over the place basically.
Gosh, everywhere. So,
mm-hmm. Musicians never know where they're playing though.
No, I should. If it was more at the front of my mind rather than the Hop, I would kind of have stored a few dates, but at the moment
you've got a big event to really concentrate on.
That's
there,
it,
you?
Yeah.
It's going to be a good one. How did Hobson's Brewery get involved in this one? Because I take it they're the people behind your favourite brew.
They are, yeah, they are. We all just kind of came together, me, Nick from Hobson's, and Ant from the Old Vicarage Adventure Centre, and just decided to put on an event. You know, Ant's got the property, and that we're going to hold
sort
it
of
on.
Size that you mm-hmm. need as well.
And they're going to do, you know, a lot of the stewarding and the kids' activities. Hobson's wanted to try out a new thing for them, and you know, I'm a kind of musician with a profile in the area. They're obviously the local brewery, and together it just seemed like we could put on something really good, which perhaps the area is slightly lacking. Something that's good for the community, but also good for, you know, the whole of the Midlands in some respects, because it's to raise money for Midlands Air Ambulance as well. So, which again is a real benefit to us living rurally.
Yeah, I wouldn't say the middle of bottom end of Shropshire. You really need something like that, don't you?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's quite an important service, and you just like.
Well, I do
the
think
fact
they don't get any sort of funding from anywhere else, do they?
So no, it's all fundraising. I mean,
it's all donations.
I think they do okay out of it, but I think that's no reason to.
It's very expensive to run those.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh yeah.
And an extra one of those things wouldn't go amiss either. If they can stick an extra few in, no one's going to mind too much,
are
they?
Exactly.
You don't worry about it until you actually need it. When you need it, it's a bit essential.
Yeah, and then you'll be glad for some of the money that's been raised.
Now, if I wasn't trying to force you into doing Small World, what else would you have sung for us? Are you comfortable with Small World?
I can do Small World for you.
I'd like Zoe to hear that, because I think she'll rather enjoy that one.
Yeah,
Does this involve your beatbox and the tambourine as well?
I can do a one-man band version if you like.
That'd be good. Well, say however you want to play. I don't mind.
It amazes me, his feet. I just stare at his feet. So I'm going to put him off now.
Yeah, could have cleaned his shoes, like, couldn't he? But yeah.
Tapping.
You're swapping your guitar over again.
Just
then.
Warn, I will, yeah. Is
okay,
this muted?
You're muted, you're clear to go.
We'll chat amongst ourselves.
No, I quite like the way he's quite good at checking on before he makes a horrible noise and plugging things.
Yeah, that's it.
I've been to gigs where they don't worry too much and it blows the poor sound engineer up at the back of the room.
It's not
very good for them at all, but there we go. So we're going to have the full tambourine and beatbox version
we'll
of this one.
We'll try one-man band version of the single.
It could prove quite interesting. How will this differ from the actual single? Because the single's available via your website, and is it on iTunes as well?
It's on iTunes. You can buy it on vinyl with.
Oh, I like that idea.
I was going to say that it sounded good because you know you get that vinyl sound that you don't get with CDs.
It's got
obviously.
A nice. Yeah, well, CDs are just very crisp, too crisp sometimes. They used to mix things for vinyl
really
in a nice
way. In vinyl.
Yeah, it should be good. Yeah, I think it'll. You know, it does. It kind of suits it. I think it sounds much better on vinyl, to be honest. it can sound really, particularly in MP3 where it crushes everything
and it
sounds
out, doesn't it,
really tinny, but on the vinyl it's got a really lovely warmth, and the B-side as well, which currently you can't, I don't think you can get anywhere else. I might be wrong, but you can definitely get it on the vinyl. So.
That's the important.
I'm going to go and look for that now.
You're going to traipse record stores.
Well, if you go to Concrete Recordings, which is the label that put it out, vinyl.co.uk, then you can buy your copy of the vinyl from
I think I might do that.
You're actually going to part with some cash?
I might do.
You haven't got much money, it's only a few quid.
Yeah. We're talking about Zoe here, she's very tight. But anyway, right, so the tune that we're going to hear now, before we throw you back out onto the streets, is Small World.
Yeah, let's give it a go.
Okay, take it away. Once again, Jake Flowers performing very, very live.
See the prayer flags in the mountains, cities under the sea. I've been caged for so long now, come on Lord, set me free. Oh, now I see it's not, it's never been, it's not a small world. See the monastery in the valley, hear the wilderness refrain. It's been creeping through the park when you can blame me for the rain. But now I see it's not, it's never been, it's not a small world. I wanna feel the heat of the city, walk with girls of the street, talk with healers and the holy men, standing in bare feet. Oh, now I see it's not, it's never been, it's not a small world. But I've been wasting too much time away. Oh, I've been wasting all my precious time away, but not another day. See the signals changing, moons are shining bright. So much should I wanna do, girl, I'm leaving you tonight. Oh, now I see it's not, it's never been, it's not a small world. Oh, now I see never been a small world. Oh, now I see it's not, it's never been, it's not. Oh, now I see it's not, never been, it's not. Oh, now I see it's not, never been, it's not a small world.
Excellent. Once again, that's a round of applause. See, Nate, you are going to buy that, aren't you?
I think I will.
Yeah, that's the A side. The B side. What's the B side called?
Rosalie.
Is that as good as that one?
Yeah.
You reckon? You say so yourself, it's as good as that one. There we go.
All right, yeah.
It's like very summery though, isn't it? You know, if you could close your eyes, you could almost imagine a nice sunny day with, do you know what I mean?
You'd have to imagine round here, but yeah. No, I like it.
A
good
nice
song.
Beer in one hand, you know. Mm. Well, cheese and pickle
from Hobson's Brewery.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Getting the plug in once more. Jake, thank you for that one. Thanks for coming
in.
All
right. Absolute pleasure.
Give us all the details again on tickets and then your own website and stuff as well. So the event is The Hop.
The Hop, yeah. Feel Good Family Gathering. Presented by myself, Hobson's Brewery, in the Old Vicarage Adventure Centre in support of Midlands Air Ambulance. It's on Sunday, September the 27th. Starts at 11. Music from midday till 10 p.m. We've got loads of great bands. You can buy tickets at ticketweb.co.uk. If you're in South Shropshire, tickets are in a few pubs around there as well. And
just look out for the posters, I suppose, on that one. There will be signs.
Yeah, there'll be signs and posters, and in the kind of pubs, the obvious pubs around Stotterston and South Shropshire. You buy tickets at ticketweb.co.uk, and it's £15 for an adult, £7 for a child under 18, under 5 is free, and you can buy a family ticket, which is two adults and two children between 5 and 18,
yep,
for £37.
Sounds like a good deal to me. I'm convinced.
Plenty of beer and food as well.
Yeah.
Yep, all of that.
That sounds absolutely great. And once again, the website for Mr. Flowers yourself?
Yep, myspace.com/JakeFlowers.
Simple as that. Jake, thank you for joining us in the Milk Bar today.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers. Been good to hear your music. Thanks, of course, to Robbie Glover as well.
Yes, he enjoyed it. He sent me a message.
Who sent you?
Yes, he said you were very nice, or sounded very nice.
I am very nice.
Know you very well.
No, it's just I have to put up with you, which is what makes me slightly grumpy sometimes. But there we go. And of course, thanks to Dougie from the Royal Air Force Association, and they've got their
his air guitar event
taking place at Wolverhampton Racecourse on the 3rd of October. So that should be a good one.
If you've missed any of it, just rewind back and
listen again. Listen to it all again. We don't care. We're not proud.
Adds to our numbers.
This is it. That makes all the difference. So thanks to everyone who has been downloading. Keep doing so. Keep clicking, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again same time next week.
We should try to get the Jimmy Franks for the one fan that was a bit disappointed we never got him.
We will do. We'll try. Next week, though, I mean,
you're quite full up for next week, aren't you?
I know what's going on next week. I know what's planned.
Yes.
Do you want to say what's planned?
You can do if you like.
We're planning, hoping to talk to the Nolans.
Oh yes,
that's lined up.
How exciting! That's I forgot about that.
Yeah, we've got also. We should be getting you doing some kickboxing with Brian Aston.
Yes, I should wear my climacool.
Yeah, that'll do the job. And Simon Quinn is due to join us too, and he's going to be talking theatre. And I'm hoping as well.
We're
getting Bob Gessie down.
Bob Getty?
Bob Gessie.
Oh, Gessie.
Yeah, Stool Pigeon. We're hoping we're going to be able to get a double bass with John and Bob from Stool Pigeon into
be
the Milk Bar.
Tricky. How tall are they? We have to take a ceiling panel out.
We might have to, remove that new waffle maker that you put in as well. So there we go. Oh, no, that's just you. Right, Zoe, cheers. Lovely seeing you as ever.
Thank you.
Nice to see you dressed properly this week. And we will catch up with you again at the same time next week.
Yes, and yourself.
Bye for now.
Well, that was Jason and Zoe from the Milk Bar. That was Jason and Zoe from the Milk Bar. That was Jason and Zoe from the Milk Bar. Jason and Zoe from the Milk Bar.